This is Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmel Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. The government of Japan and the United Nations Development Program have signed an agreement of US$1.14 million to support security during the elections. Signing on behalf of the Japanese government, Ambassador Kaoru Yashimura, said the project is intended to support the Liberian National Police to ensure peace and order during and after the elections. Ambassador Yashimura noted that the elections in October mark an important milestone in Liberia's democracy. He said the world will be monitoring to see the outcome of these elections. The Japanese ambassador stated that Japan will continue to be a strong partner to Liberia in maintaining peace and stability. The agreement is part of the long-standing partnership between Japan, the Republic of Liberia, and the United Nations Development Program. The Inspector General of the Liberian National Police has pledged the police commitment in maintaining peace and stability during the election. Colonel Gregory Coleman said the police will continue to be a service for all as they perform the tasks of the election security body. The police IG spoke at the signing of a grant aid agreement between the government of Japan and UNDP for the support to election security. There is tension at PTP refugee camp in Zwedru, Grangida County. Reports there say Grangida County Superintendent Peter Solo in a briefing on Thursday with UNMIL, LRRC, UNHCR, INCHR, LNP and other county officials declared the PTP refugee camp hosts to about 6,000 Avoran refugees in the county, a hostile area. This follows a brawl over leadership in the camp. Patrice Bleon, who has been the chairman of the camp, alleged he was illegally dismissed and in a letter to the superintendent said they will organize peaceful demonstrations. UNMIL's Usman Beng Sankor is in Zwedru and now gives us update on the events there.
A few weeks ago, the county inspector asked him on instructions of the superintendent installed a new executive body for the refugees at the camp. Apparently, this did not go down well with the previous holders. Now, this morning, that the superintendent called, he said he got information that there was insecurity at the camp, which coincided with the visit of the vice president at the camp. So he requested for the LNP, particularly the PSUs, to go to the camp to put the situation under control. According to the regional commander who was at the briefing, he said when his men went to the camp, they were stoned, some of them were injured, and that it resulted to the arrest of 11 of the refugees. The superintendent maintained that some of these refugees fired live single barrel shots in the camp, and then some were seen with machetes. As we speak, the regional commander said that the PSUs have been asked to deploy at the camp for the next 2 weeks.
The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A UN study has found out that many young Africans drawn to extremist groups know little to nothing about religious texts and interpretations. The survey, the first of its kind in Africa, profiled nearly 500 voluntary recruits to militant groups including Al-Shabaab and Boko Haram. Finding a job is the most acute need at the time of joining a group, the report finds. It also points to government action as a tipping point. Most of those surveyed reported unhappy childhoods and a lack of parental supervision. Researchers from the UN Development Program, UNDP, spoke to recruits in Kenya, Nigeria, Somalia, Sudan, Cameroon, and Nigeria to compile the report. And Tanzanian MP Tundu Lissu is recovering in hospital after being shot earlier on Thursday. Mr. Lissu is the most vocal opposition politician in the country, a role which has found him in trouble with the authorities. On several occasions, Mr. Lissu, who is also president of the country's Bar Law Association, has in the past been arrested for inciting public disorder and calling the president a dictator. In July last year, he accused President John Magufuli of creating a climate of fear in the country and constructing a system based on favoritism, tribalism, and regionalism. That's the Unmail Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmail, you can log on to www.unmail.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmail2003, or twitter/unmailnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.